11:45. So we'll go ahead and call the commission meeting to order, today being Monday, November 22nd, 11:45 a.m. And we did a mic check, but Robert Scott, you're still with us on the line this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. One note ahead of time here real quick, if everybody can refresh their iPad, there was just a minor update on the on an item we'll be looking at later for the letter to KPC. So if you do your iPad refresh, you should get the current copy of that. So we're going to introduce, we'll start out with an introduction of our newest commissioner, Mr. Dave Baumgart. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome aboard. This is your first time with us, and so I'll let you do just a brief introduction, who you are, where you're from, and just a little background on yourself, if you would.
Sure. I'm a Hormel employee that's located in the Genio Turkey Store corporate office over here. I'm an environmental engineer there. My primary responsibilities are the Minnesota plants, so I have all the Genio plants plus several of the Hormel plants minus the Austin plant and a couple of plants, one in Pennsylvania and one in Arkansas. My wife and I have lived here in town since 1995. Three children. Well, they're not children anymore. Two in college, one to graduate this spring from college, and I have a daughter who's a junior. So that's, I guess, about it for me.
All right, thank you. Welcome aboard again. We appreciate
you
being here. So with that, let's stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, any changes to the agenda today?
I was, wasn't I?
If not, we'll move into the consent agenda, which consists of our minutes from our November 8th meeting, as well as bill payments in the amount of just shy of $1.7 million. Mr. Herron, anything on bill payments to point out?
Thank you, Chair Manner. No, I do not. Unless there's questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Okay, so move on.
Second.
We have a resolution and a second discussion.
All right. I had a question, which you had called me, and when we approve these, are we just ratifying it, or are the payments not been made?
Payments are not made yet.
Okay. Because I've sat on some boards where they're paid, and then we're just ratifying it.
Let me back up a little bit. Some of them that are visas, the payment to the vendors are paid, but the visa itself is not paid.
Okay.
So depending on how you're asking that question, just,
right.
You know, technically, there are a certain number of vendors on here that are through U.S. Bank to Visa payment that have been paid, but otherwise, the answer is no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good question.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right, Ms. Mathias, and roll call, please.
Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Muskie?
Aye.
Baumgart?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabu?
Aye.
Thank you.
That resolution passes. Thank you. Next, we'll move into the approval and review of the Planning Committee meeting minutes from November 15th, and Ms. Johnson.
All right, we met on the 15th of November, and here's what we discussed. There was a request to purchase a new line truck. It was 16-plus years old. The reliability and safety issues were the along with potential pricing increases are the major factor relating to the request. The request also came because it was over, I think it's 175 before they have to get our permission for capital expenditures. This bucket truck is included in the 2022 budget in the amount of $300,000. The new bucket truck has been priced through the Minnesota State Bid Program, with the actual quote received for the unit coming in under budget at $249,000. Ordering the truck prior to the first of the year could alleviate both anticipated price increases and longer wait times for delivery of the unit, which could be up to a year and a half. We recommended that we concur with their request on the bucket truck, and it would be presented to the commission at this meeting. The other Do we vote on that yet or no? Just keep going. All right. Power plant substation location. Manager Heron was asked to provide a brief background information regarding the site location for the power plant substation and its proximity to the railroad tracks. Staff electrical engineer Smith provided an overview of the strengths and weaknesses of the previous selected site along with the alternative site, which was the old Taco John's. Factors included in selecting the site included power sources, load center, site access, geographical data, and additional items such as safety, noise, and security appearance, highway traffic, and zoning. Considering all these factors involved in the power plant's previous coal yard site was deemed to be the location best suited. Following the review, it was the opinion of the staff that the most economical and technical location for the substation should remain where it was. We recommended, concurred with that, and that was it. Review current and recommended security measures. Facilities and Management Superintendent Marty reviewed with the committee both current facility security measures in place along with additional recommendations from the Department of Homeland Security findings from the 2019. Staff has addressed most of the recommendations brought forth from the DHS. A summary of preventive and discretionary measures which have been conducted was reviewed. Optional feature upgrades were presented for consideration. Marty further noted that the WMU is also included on the listing to have future DHS security inspections. Following the review, it was a consensus of the committee to direct staff to continue to monitor and change environment and initiate additional security measures as needed. Actually, they did a really nice job addressing some of the issues found. Response to the Candy Power Cooperative. Manager Heron summarized for the committee a recent inquiry request from KPC along with a proposed response from WMU and the city to its request. Earlier this year, the KPC had contacted General Manager Heron and subsequently the City of Wilmer to discuss a possible venture of the two entities. While MNU is open to exploring cost-effective ways to better serve its customers and KBC members, there is no desire on Wilmer's part to sell the electric division of WMU's distribution and transmission assets to KPC. A letter was drafted. This was reviewed by the committee. A few revisions were made, and they were going to offer to the draft response and request the commission to offer a motion to concur with the sending the letter as presented. And I think there's a copy of that letter in our minutes. The Wilmer Municipal Utilities were approached by the renter of the property. Jerry Licker. The current main floor tenant is interested in purchasing the property. This tenant has a 3-year lease with MNU for the property. The building is approximately 1,200 square feet of rental space on the main floor with two bedroom apartments above. This was reviewed the proposal and surrounding properties, including a site plan diagram. This property is located inside the city Renaissance District overlay. Previously, the city had proposed a possible land swap for Jerry's Liquor, Taco John's properties with MNU. Staff recommendations soliciting the city's interest in the property and to support their development efforts for the former Jerry Liquor's Taco John property. Staff will identify sites, properties that will meet the future needs of WMU, new facility. It was a consensus of the planning committee to concur with the staff's recommendation and to contact city officials for further discussions. Consider proposal for a Jacobs Law Group for state lobbying service. General Manager Heron requested input from the Planning Committee regarding a proposal received from R. Reed LeBeau of the Jacobson Law Firm to provide state lobbying services. The legislative lobbying efforts would be to establish a grant funding assistance to finalize the Northeast Water Treatment Plant. The proposed flat fee retainer is in the amount of $20,000. Heron noted that he had contacted Representative Baker for additional insight into the matter. Heron proposed that the committee recommend proceeding with the proposal for the lobbying services with the caveat stipulation of Representative Baker's input. The Planning Committee concurred with the recommendation. waiting for feedback from Representative Baker. Upon positive feedback, approval for the proposal would be requested at the November 22nd meeting. And then we adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner Johnson, for the update on that. I'd be looking for a motion for approval of the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. I do have a question on the last item that was discussed regarding the lobbying firm and General Manager Heron. Maybe this would be directed towards you. The retainer fee, does that cover a one-year contract then, or how does that work?
Ben, thank you, Chair Mannert. The retainer fee covers this legislative session.
Okay.
And with that said, Representative Baker stopped by my office this past week, and he definitely recommends that we consider their proposal. He indicated that we have a proposal from a good firm, well-respected firm down there. So.
Okay. Any further questions or discussion?
Yeah, I was a little bit, although I just see the letter now of item number four with the KFC. What does the venture mean? Are they trying to buy it out, or they just want it to work with MU utility?
Commissioner Mabruno, excellent question. When discussion started out roughly a year ago, they asked if there was ways that we could expand our relationship, because we have a lot of things that we do together already, and if we could would sit down, if we'd be open to sitting down and talking about how we can further expand that relationship. So we met, the planning committee met with them. We had one meeting with them, and out of that meeting, myself along with their CEO was directed to look into a few things and report back. We did that. We met with them after that. Myself and Kevin met with their CEO, Ryan, along with one of their board directors. And we went through their facilities, looked at what kind of space they'd have, looked at what they would have to add on. We also presented to them the concept of joining us in our building. We talked to them about the travel cost, the time and expense that we would have in going out there, keeping a satellite office here, and they said they would look into it and get back to us. Next thing, I don't have the, oh yeah, I do too, I have it here in the attachment here. I don't have it on this meeting. I have it in our planning committee meeting. But anyway, they went to the mayor here about a month ago and said that they would like to have a meeting with the city for the sole purpose of talking about buying us out. Did not inform the mayor that we had already started discussions about how we can work together more. So the mayor had called me, and I said, not sure why he reached out to you, because the planning committee met with them a couple months ago. And Marv, the mayor, reached back out to Ryan and said, you need to work with the utility. So, being that they went to the co-op, being that the co-op went to the city, Marv got a hold of me. Ryan called me back then after that meeting and told me the same thing. He said, I want to be very clear. The only reason we want to meet with the utility anymore is to buy you out. So, this letter is a response to that.
Okay. Further discussion? Okay, so again, we have a motion for approval of the minutes as presented and a second. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That passes. Next, we are looking to approve the purchase of the bucket truck. And I have to inquire real quick, is this indeed a motion, or do we need a resolution on this for the expenditure?
Be a motion.
We can do a motion?
We're not entering into a contract. Contracts, we do resolutions.
Okay. So again, I'd be looking for a motion then to approve the bucket truck purchase. This is unit number 26. And I believe this is the truck that we viewed out front here on our tour, correct?
Yep. Move to approve.
A second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Discussion. All right, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? That passes. Thank you. Next up is a motion to concur with the response letter to Candywhite Power Cooperative, as we just discussed, and a copy of that letter is in your packet under section number 5 here. And again, I would entertain a motion to approve that letter.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions? Mr. Heron.
Thank you, Chair Matter. I want to point out that this letter is set up for the mayor to sign on to as well. We talked about that at the planning committee meeting. If the commission supports the letter, sending this letter to KPC, I will reach out to the mayor to see if the mayor wants to sign it, if the mayor wants to take the city council first, and we'll, you know, whatever the mayor feels or whatever the commission elects to do here today, whatever directive I receive, I will follow through on. So we can remove the mayor's name, we can leave the mayor's name on there, reach out to the mayor and see if he wants to sign it or if he wants to take it to city council, if we prefer to be removed. I'm assuming that he's either going to sign it or take it to the city council for support. So.
So I have to ask the motioner which direction he would prefer to go.
How it was presented to the committee was that the mayor's signature would be on there and that the request would be made. And so that's what my intent
okay.
was.
Okay.
Oh. Comfortable with that. Is it possible, just the way he's designed the letter, also to offer them if we able to buy them themselves, the utility, or never discussed that?
The way the letter is set up, Commissioner Mabu, is that WMU is open to expanding our relationship, but there is absolutely no desire to sell.
Not buy them.
Oh, there's really no desire to buy them.
No either. Desire for our part to buy them. Okay.
No.
Further discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion, signify with an aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? That one passes also. Lastly, we'd be looking for a resolution for approval of the contract with Jacobson Group as providing lobbying services for us.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. All right, further discussion on that. Commissioner.
And when we put this through, it was hinged on the meeting with Representative Baker. Did he offer any insight on what he thought it would, how we would be successful or not successful? Were you able to gauge his opinion on that?
Representative Baker, thank you, Commissioner Muskie. Representative Baker indicated that there is so much going on down there and there's so many bills and so many proposals that it's beneficial to have somebody following through on all the committees and legislative delegation to make sure they don't forget about our request. With that said, Representative Baker offered to be at our first January meeting to talk about the process, answer any questions that we might have, and he recommended that we try and have somebody here from the Jacobson Law Group with him as well to kind of answer our questions and inform us on how things, you know, potentially work.
Perfect, because that was exactly what we were looking for, so
yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Being that Commissioner Cole has just joined us, we do have a resolution and a second on the table for the approval of the Jacobson Law Group lobbying services. If you wish to abstain, you certainly can because you were not part of the discussion. I'll leave that up to your discretion. Again, further discussion? Ms. Mathiasen, roll call, please.
Commissioner Muskie?
Aye.
Baumgart?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabu?
Aye.
Erickson?
Abstain.
Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you.
That passes. Thank you. All right. Next up on the agenda, item number 6, educational topic for the strategic plan update. Mr. Riedel.
Good afternoon, commissioners. In front of you today is the strategic plan that WMU has worked for earlier this year in the spring, where we developed a new structure to our strategic plan. On the second page of that slide, you will see the strategic plan is broken into a one-year period, 3 month, 6 month, 9 month, and 1 year. And we have color-coded all of the strategic actions that we were wanting to take place in green if it was completed, or yellow if it's still currently in process, excuse me. So you can see in our 3 month and our 6 month, the majority of our action plan or action strategic actions are completed. There are a couple that are still in process due to the fact that they're either ongoing or we haven't come to a final decision where we're going to go or completed that project totally. With that, I just want to also mention that moving forward, in January, Kevin, Marty, and I will be working together with our staff to update the structure to develop the next year plan. So you'll see, if you go to the page 3 of that, you see in this strategic plan, we have the 2-year timeline, the 3-year timeline, the 4, and the 5. So we will be taking that 2-year timeline and spreading it out across 12 months in quarterly compartments. So with that, I don't know if anyone has any specific questions or overall questions about the strategic plan, but I'd be happy to answer anything you might have.
Questions? Commissioner Maskey?
Just a question on, you know, normally you have people assigned to the different types of pieces that are here. Are we seeing a pretty good distribution across so we don't have one area overloaded with a lot of things so they're not getting done, or do we have a pretty good mix?
I think, Commissioner Muskie, that's a very good question, and that's one thing that we have seen as we've developed into a new strategic plan that is quite different from old ones in the past. Kevin and I are going to be working with supervisor staff to organize accordingly into these different priority listings. So we have 8 priority listings, and we will be organizing one group leader for those groups.
And to expand on that, Chris, if I may, Commissioner Muskie, if you go underneath your miscellaneous tab, the strategic plan is there, and every task has a group of people assigned to it. So you can kind of see how the breakdown of tasks are assigned by staff, if you want to take the time to look at that someday.
When we do that cross-examination of who's doing it, we're not overloading any particular area.
No, we try not to. We try to keep the subject matters involved in each one of those areas. And then overall, as Chris noted, Chris and Kevin kind of lead the charge of making sure that everybody stays on task here. So when Chris mentioned that the first of the year, you know, Chris and Kevin will be sitting down and looking at this. They'll be reaching out to the individuals assigned and identifying who the key person is to lead their task or lead their committee.
Thank you. Additional questions? Chris, thank you for the update on that. This is a relatively new format we had approved here not too long ago. Is it easy to work with? You know, now that we're doing some updates, are you finding that this is working well?
I think, personally, I haven't had a lot of experience with the strategic plans done in the past, but I would say that I think that it's very helpful and an easier document for staff to really see what's expected of them or what we're trying to do in the upcoming year. And having that 3, 6, 9 month in a one-page format, I think is also very helpful. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's still some areas to improve, but I would say, Kevin, the staff feel pretty comfortable with the document as is.
Good. And it continues to be a living document and those changes take place. So that's
exactly.
Good. Any additional questions? Okay, thank you for the update.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we have a recap of the Missouri River Fall Member Meeting. Mr. Hamm.
Thank you, Commissioner Matter. At staff, myself, Chris, and Jaron attended, as well as Commissioner DeBleek. Also, Missouri River will be loading all presentations on their members-only website, so for anybody that is interested or has time to, I would strongly encourage you to, if you do have time, is to jump on their website, sign up in the members-only, and you can watch the presentations, or at least some of the presentations that might be of interest to you. So, I haven't looked. I'm assuming they're loaded by now. They said give them about a week and then they would. So, I'll just run through real quickly. Tom Heller, our CEO, opened opened it up this past year. They did a survey of all the members, gauged the interest and what services and that they provide and what members want it. Out of the 61 cities, 59 of them responded, all but two, and they had 100% satisfaction rating from everybody that responded. And two communities that had not responded, they reached out to them to understand why they didn't respond, and basically had small communities, new staff, and they weren't really familiar with the benefits that Missouri River provided for the utilities. So Merlin Sawyer, the CFO, informed everybody of the $30 million dollars that were refunded to the member communities this past year. Talked a little bit on the operating budgets, capital budget, and noted that the wholesale power supply for Missouri River is about 5% lower than the joint action agencies here in the upper Midwest. Terry Wolf, power supply and operations manager, talked a little bit about the polar vortex and what some of the drivers of why that happened, as well as the cost impacts of what went with that polar vortex. Deb Briggins talked about the legislatively what's going on at federal and state level. Joni Livingston, member services, talked about bright energy programs, choices, members technology roadmaps, and communicating the value of joint action agencies. Marcy Douglas, the strategic planning specialist. Marcy was here this year. We had Marcy help with our strategic plan. She kind of facilitated us for the fee of $4,000. She facilitated and put our strategic plan together, and we're all very pleased with that. She really kept our strategic plan moving forward in a timely manner. Talked about other services besides strategic planning, governing for excellence, action planning, team building, or other services that we can pick up through Missouri River at a reduced or minimal cost. Lloyd Linke, Upper Great Plains. That's a Whopper contract, lowest priced resource for wholesale power. And this year, they've only had 50% runoff, so they don't expect that to change in the last couple months or couple weeks here. And that's a concern, because runoff is what fills the reservoir, which allows them to fulfill their contractual obligations to all their members. So if we don't have a good winter, a snowpack winter, we'll probably be looking at drought adders on our WAPA bill again. So hopefully we have a good snowpack. Also informed us that when our WAPA contracts were renewed out to 2050 here about 4 or 5 years back, contracts were looked at, renewed. They did not look at the exhibits B and C, so they're going to circle back and look at the exhibits B and C. Exhibit B has to do with the energy that we receive out of those contracts, and C is the path of delivery. A little background on WAPA. WAPA, when it was designed, preference power, when that system was designed, it had, I believe, it 7 purposes in mind when it was designed. So public power is just one of those 7 that are taken into consideration. And when they start looking at the amount of energy received, they take into consideration all 7 beneficiaries of that project. So I had asked the question, can we anticipate a reduction of energy out of our WAPA contract? And he said, not the way it appears right now, that they'll probably be holding our energy and demands stable or relatively stay the same as what they are today. So that's good news. Jeff Peters talked about the federal distributed power programs, and as well that Missouri River, Jeff himself would be helping any one of the municipals that need help reviewing the exhibits B and C as we receive them from WAPA. His assistance would be there if we need that to review. And talked a little bit about changes in the RECS programs that are coming. Mike Ferguson, general manager for Western States Power, talked about the benefit of Western States power to the WAPA system. Little background there as well. WAPA is the overarching entity, is the bureau and the core at the federal level, and all the funding goes through the federal government, which creates problems and lag time for needed purposes. So Western was formed basically to help preserve preference power, as it's referred to, with some of the ongoing maintenance that needs to be taken care of. And they assist with 26 of the hydro facilities. They have 23 members in 10 different states. And to date, they funded about $1.1 billion in projects through Western. So a little more background on that. What happens when they talk about funding? We prepay our WAPA bills usually 30 days ahead of time, like what's due this month. We probably upfronted that for this past month, and then that goes against our bill credit. So we're never out more than 30 days, but it's a tool and a mechanism for WAPA to complete projects and keep the generators, the hydro generators, running. So it's a good partnership, and it keeps things moving. And then in the last presentation was on James Sorensen with Hayes and Brown Insurance, and he talked about risk identification, risk mitigation, talked about why premiums are going up, premiums on security, cyber, and physical security. We have seen 85% increase, and things continue. We'll probably see more increases yet in our insurance premiums because of some of the things that are going on. So that would be my update, unless there's questions. Or let's see, Jaron was there. If Jaron and Chris were both there, unless they have additional things that I might have overlooked or that they were. All right.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
I just want to add one thing. Mr. Heron added at the start of the presentation the discussion about the member videos that are available. I do encourage the commissioners to check those out if you have some time. And if you don't have an account to access those, you can either set that up or contact John or Beth to be able to help get that going for you as well. So, all right. Thank you, Mr. Heron. I'll let you continue with the general manager's report.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Matter. First on the agenda there is our holiday gathering. It's been a while since we had staff together, and at staff at the management team, we talked about it last week, and we said, are we comfortable? And from a staff's perspective, we're comfortable, so we have a meeting set up for a holiday gathering on December 22nd. Commission is welcome to attend. If you plan on attending, please let Beth know. If we have a quorum, we'll post it as a meeting so everybody can come. Councilor O'Brien, you're welcome to come as well. So that'll be at 12 noon.
22nd or 1st?
21st. Did I say 2nd? I'm sorry, 21st. Then we're in the process of setting up a labor committee and a planning committee. You can see the agenda items there, but Beth has time. She'll be pushing out for the planning committee here today yet. Unless we've done already today, yeah, it should be coming. So we'll get the planning committee set up first, followed by the labor committee. So that would conclude my update, unless there's additional questions.
Any additional questions? I do see I missed one item at the beginning of the agenda. We have an open spot on our labor committee, and we've got 1 month until we redo all committees anyway. So, Mr. Baumgart, would you be willing to sit that empty spot on the labor committee?
I will.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Anything else to come before the commission today? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn. This meeting is adjourned.